guest appearance from Pierre in this hour of the Doug Stephan program as we travel to France. Actually, we have traveled to Mexico a little bit, too, in this hour of Good Day. Maybe we'll travel into outer space. Rachel McFadden is here at the controls in our studio.
Maybe we'll send Pierre into outer
space. In Washington. That might be a good idea.
That's where he belongs.
Jennifer Horn is here. We still can't find Roberta, but that's okay. She'll show up sooner or later. Speaking of showing up, do we have John Harper? See if we can find John.
We're waiting to see if he can call in.
All right, okay. Well, did we call him? And think we can call him? All right, I want to talk about the shuttle. I'm looking at pictures. Those of you who are big into this, and those of you who are followers of Fashion here on this program, know how I love the space program, how supportive. This is one of the few government programs that I think has merit, serious merit, not only because of what it accomplishes in the main, but because of what it means in terms of inspiration to youngsters. Krista McAuliffe, who happened to grow up in Framingham, the town where I live now and I grew up, she was an amazing influence on young women. Even though the tragedy led to her dying, had an amazing... And this, all of this stuff, you think about Neil Armstrong, we talked a lot about him when he passed away a couple of weeks ago, and what one person, and sometimes one event, can mean to so many people. When you go back to the 1960s, when I was teaching school, the broad effect of the moon landing in 1969, how it changed, It literally, you could see and feel and hear and sense how that one event changed the lives of so many people. Never mind that it was probably the most unifying moment in the history of the planet, where more people were focused on what one or two people, three people in that circumstance did, but that moment when he put his foot on the moon, and the fact that we could actually see it and hear it, the technology involved in getting him there in that tin can. I mean, you look at the stuff now that they use and compare it to why anybody who is sane would get into one of those things and go out there
it doesn't look like the safest
thing. Oh,
when
my
I go
God.
to the Air and Space Museum, the one that's right over near my house, near Dulles Airport, and you look at that thing and you're just like, What kind of crazy person does it take to climb inside this triangled, shaped tinfoil little bucket of bolts?
Nothing to it. So think about that, and think about how many people went into the sciences, how much better our educational system seemed to be, how many more people felt like they have direction. Because let's face it, you as a youngster were inspired by somebody. Maybe more than one person. Doesn't make any difference whether you're a man or a woman. You were inspired by somebody. You got something from someone that was close to you or somebody that you wished had been close to you. And that's sort of what predicates what our lives are all about. And we go back and forth today. Excuse me.
It's all choked up.
I get myself into a state when I think about this. Mostly because of this stuff, the 47%, who is on the government dole, all this other stuff, that becomes our primary topic. Instead of having something like the space program, this imaginary nuisance that is the way we divide our country, we were unified. This may be one of the things that so excites me about that point in our history. We were together then as a country. We were together, sadly, after September 11th, not the same thing. We were happy about being together in 1969. We were happy about what Americans had accomplished. And you listen to this drivel from these foolish corporate politicians. Oh, America's best days are ahead of her. America can do this. Yeah, America can, but because of you jerks, we're stymied in this muck. Okay,
trying to manipulate us.
Yeah, exactly. So you look at these pictures of the shuttle Endeavour's journey to Los Angeles on that 747. You realize what America has created. Look at that plane, that 747. Who else has ever been able to create anything like that, at least to that point in time? And the shuttle on top of it, which, by the way, was built about the same time as the first 747 was built in the late 1960s. And that's when the shuttle ideas were, after we went to the moon, men and women who were working for NASA started to, they were told, we got to come up with three or four different plans of what to do as the space program expands. We've got to have a low-level orbiter that goes around the Earth and explores and does things. So that's when they began to create that bird, that machine. And to see the two of them flying around like that is awesome. Rich, you've actually seen it.
Yeah.
I haven't. I'm looking at pictures of it, and I wish I had been able to actually experience seeing it other than video.
Right. If it had done a fuel dump, it would have hit me.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was 1,500 feet off the air and off the ground, and it was amazing.
There are a lot of pictures of they've moved all four. There were four or three? I think it was four. Four remaining, all of the shuttles. Originally, there were seven that were built, I think. Two of them were destroyed. And I don't know what happened to them. Anyway, I think there's four of them that have been placed around. So now they're, this is the last one.
Next time you come here, let's just go to
I'd like to do that.
I forget which one is over there.
Jenna, I am absolutely, my children think I'm nuts because there will be so much traffic, I won't be able to get to it. But when I go to L.A., In a couple of weeks, I'm going to make it my business to go out there on that day.
You know what else is cool? It's the whole dang city just shuts down.
Yeah.
Because everybody's outside looking
at this thing.
I mean,
you know what? L.A. won't.
You don't think?
I think if it flies over the 405.
I remember being down on the sidewalk here, Jennifer, and just talking to strangers. There was a group of like 50 of us. And I remember looking up on the rooftops of all the buildings here in downtown Arlington, Virginia, and just seeing the rooftops full of people looking at it.
I think
They emptied the schools. My son's school, they all went outside. The principal let them all go outside so they could watch it.
Essence of what we, again, I think that this business about moving the thing 12 miles from the airport out to the science center and how they're going to do it along those streets, that's going to be more fascinating than anything you can probably imagine.
And you know, my favorite part of all this is all that is NASA saying, hey, federal government, look what you just shut down.
Yeah,
we're going to run this thing right through the streets and let everybody see how cool it is.
Right.
And you are going to regret this decision.
Yeah. Well, there is the whole business of what we, I mean, I've said it, I'm being redundant now. It's just, looking at this picture pretty much says it all. I think the video and that image of the shuttle on top of the 747, it just pretty much says it all. Okay, so 2020 news quiz time. I'm a little early because normally it's 20 after and I want the results before 20 before the hour, but I stretch that a little bit here and there. So here's our 2020 quiz question that will net you a swell prize if you come up with the right answer. How many times did the Space Shuttle Endeavour circle the Earth? How many times did Endeavour go around our planet in its 25 missions? 800-510-8255. This is
a tough question.
Think of being a Los Angeles commuter and what's going to happen. This plane lands tomorrow morning. I think it's 11 o'clock Pacific time at LA. But it's going today all around. As a matter of fact, I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, it fueled yesterday or is fueling. It's overnight in Houston last night. Is that right? I think that's the story. And then tonight it overnights at an Air Force base in Northern California, and then flies around in the morning around the areas because there's all these places around the country that did research, and they're trying to bring everybody together. So listen to this. This is how these jamokes, these public servants, are trying to poo-poo it. There has been some concern about the farewell tour causing public safety issues, because people are gawking while they're driving. And there actually were people who said they were trying to, especially in Los Angeles and Northern California, get this curbed because it was going traffic. To cause too much of a problem on the freeways and the city streets.
And it will.
Well, you know what?
Traffic will just stop.
You know what? Get lost if you don't like it. Go away. Stay home. Whatever. Get lost.
It absolutely did here. But nobody cared.
California Highway Patrol.
Everybody just got out of their car, stood on the side of the road, and just watched it.
Yeah.
And it lasted 10, 15 minutes, and then you get back on your way.
Tomorrow, when it lands at LAX at 11 o'clock, the CHP has put 40 officers in that four-mile stretch, which goes basically from where the 10 hits the 405 down to just south, like in the Carson exit, Jennifer. And because they know they're going to be, the traffic will just stop there. They're going to try to keep it moving, but it won't. They're going to stay there while they watch the plane come in over the 405 to, excuse me, land at LAX. Really is amazing how, again, traffic, I mean, the business about we have to keep order. You know, okay, so you got to keep order. But this is something that's so unusual. And there's a warmth to it. There's an energy. That's what it really is. There's an energy to this. And people just kind of want to be a part of it. They want to see it. Because, I mean, now that they're placed all over the place around the country, you can go actually and see it. But imagine where this thing's been. All right. So how many times did Endeavor circle the Earth? 800-510-8255. 2020 News Quiz here on Good Day. Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective at improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough 2-in-1 formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Hey fans, Exagon is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exagon presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Mmm, yum. Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
The X Factor from last night, some of the real dribble garbage even. Really? This is Rizlo Jones doing a freestyle rap with the X Factor.
Yeah, I can't take this.
All right, so let's keep going.
Great.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah. All right, here's somebody named C.C. Fry on the X Factor last night with Unchained Melody. The audience, I don't know, screaming. Well, nothing. She's horrible.
No, I don't think she's that bad yet.
The judges stop her, though. Can we fast forward to that, Richie?
I can't fast forward. Man.
Can't fast forward it. I thought we had everything technologically there. I just want to hear the judges tell her to stop.
Let's see if
I love ambitious people. And I love ambitious people with talent. And I think you're ambitious and talented.
Yeah, okay.
Who's that guy?
Another Brit. They all have too many Brits. You want to, let's just fast forward to this five-guy group called Citizen performing Don't Let Go and listen to Simon react to the mercy. Should we try that? What is he screaming about?
When you put 13-year-old kids out there, and that's exactly what they want.
Hey, yeah. This is pretty terrible stuff.
I used to love this song.
Well, you know what? First of all, great song choice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Great
Thank
arrangement. You. I really liked it.
Thank you very much.
I felt like you guys totally rocked up there.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I love the choreography, and I found it very interesting. I loved it.
Thank you, Brittany.
I think you guys had really great voices, and I wasn't expecting that song choice. I love the harmonies.
I didn't get it.
What?
I'll tell you why.
No!
This was 10 years out of date.
Oh, my God. No!
And the more the track went on, the more you were kind of getting overexcited and the vocals were out of tune. I'm going to say no.
No! No!
LA, yes or no?
It's a yes.
Debbie?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
All right, congratulations.
Guys, it's like you're in a time machine for me.
Yeah. Boo! All right, so that's what everybody wants to. They want to listen to Simon and get back to his old self. There was a clip, I actually did watch a little of this last night as I was dozing off, and Charlotte was watching it with me, and you can tell what she thinks about it. What do you
she
think
says, yeah.
What did you think of the X Factor last night, Charlotte? Right, see, she didn't care that much for it. That's it was just a lot of baloney. At any rate, there were some clips of Simon during some of the auditions, apparently, when he was just like the old Simon, and that's how they started the show. So I thought that was kind of... see, Charlotte, not on board at all with this.
But she likes the old Simon, I can tell.
Yeah, she does. Charlotte, what do you think of Simon? Huh? What about Simon? What about him?
Well, great. She doesn't want to say anything bad.
Just to be safe, did Timmy fall down the well again, or is the barn on fire?
No, it's okay. 28 past the hour of the RG.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why, for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License number 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Hey fans, Exigen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exigen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
The GCN Radio Network. Providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
He paid his way through college as a handyman, growing that small business into the largest construction company in the state with 1,000 employees and a reputation for ethical behavior. He's an Ironman triathlete, an avid cyclist and outdoorsman, an adventurer who summited Mount Everest with frostbitten toes and a leg still healing from a recent break. During his two terms as governor, he did what people in office rarely do. He kept his word. A Republican, he was reelected in a state that votes 2-1 Democrat in a landslide. He will be on the ballot in all 50 states come November as an alternative to Mitt Romney and Barack Obama. Gary Johnson can fix the America the two-party system has broken. He's a handyman.
My name is Gary Johnson. Be libertarian with me for one election. Live free.
Gary Johnson, libertarian for president.
I'm Gary Johnson, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2012.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, clean up your body and colon without fasting using Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibsonshealth.com. Most colon cleansers require you to fast and do colon irrigations, but Herbal Fiber Blend is the only body and colon cleanser that cleans without fasting. A plaque lined colon invites parasites and candida, and we are overweight because we must eat twice as much to absorb good nutrients. Herbal Fiber Blend also cleans the kidneys and liver, not just the colon. No other cleanser on the market compares to Herbal Fiber Blend. To buy Herbal Fiber Blend from Gibson's Health at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844. Or go to gibsonshealth.com. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
Radio, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, who's here to add glibness, strength of intelligence. See what else is she? Oh, she's
pretty passion, good look.
Puts us into a good place.
Rich McFadden. She brings a hotness factor.
She does. This is today's universal law.
You have to give before you get.
You have to plant your seeds before you reap the harvest. Ew. As today is the last day of summer, last full day of summer, it's time for those of us who are in the farming business to reap the harvest of the seeds that were sown about 3-4 months ago. I planted the first corn on May 20th. God, it seems like just honestly yesterday, going out there and it's about 14 acres.
Is it ready to go now?
I should be chopping it, and now I probably will get at it this weekend. I'd like to get that first field done before I go to Ireland next Friday. But looking around at things and how well, you know, it's just amazing. Here in this neck of the woods, this corner of the world, things have grown wonderfully well this summer versus what's happened to our friends in Ohio and Indiana and Illinois across the part of the country where the drought was.
It's been a good summer for them. Right?
Yeah,
My family's been suffering in Wisconsin with corn and beans.
Right, yeah. So I find myself being blessed in many, many different ways. And it's the first time in a long time that I really feel like there are so many things happening in my life. And I tell you the story because I think you can make it sort of true if you... my biggest problem, one of the lessons in life that I have needed to learn all of my life, Rich, you'll be the first one to tell you this, is patience. I have been told by many people that I care a lot about, more people lately, about how it is that I want what I want when I want it. And, you know...
That's funny, I haven't noticed.
I know you haven't, yeah. But you have to... There's a universality to rules and regulations, if you will, of how things work. And you just can't force it, and it causes great frustration.
So think about it this way. Yeah. All right, now here I go totally getting kind of...
It's okay, you can get that.
New age, spacey nuts.
Yeah, it's not new age.
Right, but I'm going to explain it in your terms so that you understand it.
Yeah.
Everything is energy, right?
Yes, it is.
How long does it take for energy to get from here to Mars?
What did we say? Three and a half months, wasn't it, for that last... I think when they said the first one, I was 3 years or something.
And it would take a human 3 years to get there, to travel there.
Yeah.
So if it takes that kind of energy to get that far that time, I mean, nothing happens immediately thinking about all of the energy that is in this universe and what it takes to travel from here to there and back.
Yeah.
I just scared myself.
You left me breathless.
That is the dumbest damn thing I've ever said in
my life. No, it isn't. It's maybe the smartest thing you ever said. You just don't know it yet.
It was kind of dumb.
Smart and dumb sometimes.
I'm just trying to make Doug feel better about it.
Yeah. I'm feeling wonderful, frankly. And one of the reasons is because I sense there's good energy around. But sometimes it just takes you going into the individuality. Remember I said late August how bad the energy was around?
And it was terrible. Oh, it feels better now.
Yeah, doesn't it, though? It feels like there's something that's emerging, something that's about to break open, something that's about to change.
It's our last hurrah before 2012.
Right.
Before
December 12th, right.
It's called the election.
12, 12, 12. Maybe it's the election. So much hinges on it, and it's such a phony, that is in and of itself kind of a phony reality. But energy, I was talking earlier about the Lewinsky book and the other a book that's coming from one of the victims of Jerry Sandusky. And at first I said that I thought, oh, this would be interesting to read. And then, as I said, Jennifer chuckled and I said, a little bird suggested to me that the energy that will come from that book is going to be nothing but bad. And it isn't. The only thing I feel...
The Sandusky book?
Well, Sandusky for sure, but the Lewinsky thing. I mean, how's that going to do? It's only going to give the... Right, exactly. It's going to give the Clinton haters more to hate. And Lewinsky, who needs to somehow or other come out of this, hasn't come out of it, hasn't been able to get...
But she's going to cash a check now that's going to be... She'll be taking care of her
Is that
while.
Good?
Do you think the Clinton haters really still...
Oh, I think, yeah. The hardcore? Oh, yes, hardcore. Just like the energy...
I think President Obama lessened the Clinton haters because everybody's like, hey, he wasn't that bad. What's it, a fair 70? It's fine.
Maybe said about
that. How you doing, Bill? Come on back.
Yeah. Well, the survey suggested, and I would be one of these people to a point. Bill Clinton... and I say this because I was one of the many people who have seen this and said the same thing about him. When you're around him, he has an amazing ability to focus on you. You're the only person you think he's thinking about when you're having a conversation with him. And that's a rare...
I didn't get that. I thought he was thinking about two things.
Yeah. But as a picture, when he went to Oxford, my daughter has a PhD from... one of the Oxford colleges, and he went to one of the Oxford colleges, and when he went over there to give a graduation speech, Meghan happened to have been in the audience. And Meghan and two or three of her friends, I have a picture of this someplace, I put it away somewhere, I don't remember, I had a big sort of blown up picture of Meghan with Clinton's arm around her. It's so funny to hear Meghan tell the story. When he was delivering his speech, he was looking at the audience, and Meghan said it was almost like he was picking out who he wanted to see after the event was over. As soon as the event was over, he made a beeline to Meghan and her four friends. It was like, it was really amazing. And so, and Meghan tells that story that, and she felt kind of, about it. And I can understand why she was thinking, but she was certainly like Clinton. I didn't vote for him, but if it was a choice between him and what's there now, and that's the thing, people have been asked that question, and they all say, yeah, if there was a choice between the two, there is no choice. We sort of drift off here, because Jennifer's job is to bring us up to date on the television. I have wait a minute, what happened to my 2020 news quiz question? Should I repeat this? And then... We'll get the television report. We've been talking about the space shuttle Endeavour and its trip and all the attention this one is getting, especially because it's the last one, and they're making, the NASA folks are making a big deal. They made a 3-day trip out of this plane and the shuttle going all across the country, going around all of the NASA installments here, there, and everywhere. So I wanted to know from you, how many times Endeavour circled the Earth in its 25 missions? 800-510-8255. This is a finite number. How many times, as close as you can get anyway, did the Endeavour go around our planet? 800-510-8255. There's certainly much to be said for the excitement going on. Here's a guy in El Paso, KTSM listener Bob, who says he's already concerned. Are you on your way to work? Are you in your car? Where are you, Bob?
I'm a security guard out here at Biggs Army Airfield. She's due in here about 10 o'clock or so, they think.
Yep.
And this place, you talk about L.A. going to be locked up? This is El Paso, and this place is already locked up. The mountains are full of people up on Trans Mountain, up on the Franklins.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to look at her and take pictures.
Yeah.
They got the Army base open for everybody.
Yeah.
And this is the last inspirational thing that the United States has ever done or gonna do that we can foresee.
Well, I hope it's not what we're going to do, but it is the last inspirational thing. I agree with you on that one.
I mean, we've got the rover on Mars.
There's nobody out here talking about the election. There's nobody out here talking about how much money they don't have. They're talking about how cool this space shuttle is.
Yeah, it's a uniter.
Yeah. And that's the point. That's what I'm spending most of the hour on this, but that's the point I'm trying to make. This is a united...
The kids out of school to come out to a cold Army base, it's 5:42 in the morning.
And
and these people are sitting in their pickup trucks with blankets waiting for the space shuttle to come.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? What a great thing. And you did a great job drawing us a picture. Having been in El Paso a dozen times, I know exactly, it's really kind of cool where you are, and I know exactly what you're describing, and I can just imagine all those people. There are some subtle hills as you're up and around El Paso.
Up on the Franklin up there.
Yeah.
The space shuttle's going to come in right over the top of the mountains.
Yeah.
At 1,500 feet, on those mountains, it's
goosebumps.
Going to be incredible.
Goosebumps. You'll have goosebumps, Bob. Thanks for the call. Nice to hear from you. Have a wonderful day. Looking forward to seeing that day. So that's what I'm saying. You hear that enthusiasm, that guy's voice? It's incredible how much good
it's a cool
that
thing.
Program has done. 800-510-8255. Let me give Bill a shot at this over in Needles, California. Hi, Bill. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good.
Good.
I don't have Google or anything handy to look it up, but I was just guesstimating approximately. It depends on the number of days each mission lasted, of course.
Yeah.
If it was 4 days, you'd have around 1,600 of those.
No, you're way off. Way too low. Way too low. It's a good way for us to sort of a benchmark.
1,600 is way too low.
Way too low.
Really?
Wow. Way too low.
Because I figure every 90 minutes it makes a revolution.
Yeah. No, you're thinking right. You just haven't given enough. Yeah.
A lot more days per mission.
Yeah, right. Yeah, some of them were longer.
Did
right.
it really circle the Earth, or did the Earth just rotate beneath it?
Oh, come on, will you please? 800.
Serious.
Yeah, good. I know you're serious, Rich. Good. Take an aspirin, and you'll feel better in the morning.
Call me tomorrow.
800-510-8255. How many times did the Space Shuttle Endeavour circle the Earth in its 25
minutes? It's basically parked up there, right? It's attached to the space station.
No, not that more recently it did, but before the space station was up there. Remember, these things have been going up since the 80s.
That's true. Yeah,
there was no space station in the 80s.
Around.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, thanks, Rich.
I got you.
800-510-8255. We'll give you a couple minutes to figure it out. Jennifer's going to report on the comings and goings of some of your favorite television stars and programs in just a minute here on Good Day.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And print it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your batteries as well as refuel your mind.
Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze. Smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store!
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one. Today.
Hi, it's Roger, and I just did my quarterly economic briefing with author and Swiss America chairman Craig R. Smith. And what I discovered confirms my worst fears. Something is getting ready to happen that will change the course of world history, and not one in a thousand will believe it until it's already too late. After writing four important books accurately predicting the future of gold, oil, the dollar, and inflation, Craig Smith is on the verge of releasing his next book. This new CD covers the root issues of the coming crisis and offers three critical steps to protect your family from the fallout. Call today for this hot new CD, The Future of Money, at 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. You must hear The Future of Money to believe it. Call 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. Or go online at SwissAmerica.com. Again, write it down, 800-289-2646. Do it today.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank you, Roger. So, I apologize because I promised earlier on we'd have Pierre visit with us this hour. We aren't going to have time for him.
This is an outrage.
I understand, Pierre. Calm down. All right, before we get to Jennifer and her television update, Julie, a lot of people in Guam, you've noticed K-57 back in here?
Yeah.
K-57's been rocking.
Yeah. Hey, Julie, how are you today? It's nighttime in Guam.
Fine. I just love your show. I listen to you guys laugh and cackle all the time. And
Half a day to you, Julie.
That's good, Julie. So you were able to see the shuttle where?
Well, what it was is my mother and my brother live on the West Coast as you can get, right on the ocean of the Pacific.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And one night, I don't know how many years ago, because my mother's passed on, but my brother's still there. But, you know, it's typical that there's bright lights out at sea because there's ship lanes, people out. And one night she was up late, and she always keeps the TV on, and the TV is like right behind the TV is the ocean. So she's always watching the ocean. And she said she saw this bright light. She didn't pay attention to it, but the light kept getting brighter and brighter. So she woke my brother up, wake up, this light's coming right at us. Now, you got to remember where they're at is almost like the 45th parallel along the West Coast.
Yeah.
So they're watching this light, and it came right over the house. It was silent, but as soon as it went over the house, she said she heard a sonic boom, and then the sky was as brighter than the sun for a few minutes.
Coming down to land in Edwards.
Then it turned south because it came through the atmosphere, and she saw it land on CNN. So then she put two and two together that was the very first time that the Challenger came through the Earth's atmosphere on the West Coast.
Yep.
It came in unannounced, so no one knew about it in advance.
Wow. Yeah, that's cool. Good story, Julie. Thank you. That was a great story. Yeah, good for you. Hi, Jennifer. Let's update television as we can here.
All right, let's talk a little bit about Matt Lauer over at the Today Show. The Today Show's ratings are suffering a little, and rumor has it that Matt Lauer is not taking too kindly to that. In fact, people behind the scenes of the Today Show have named him the anchor animal because he's been yelling at everybody to do better, to get better ratings. He has daily meetings with the executive producer of the show to come up with ways to beat Good Morning America. Now, the rumor is that they're considering hiring Morning Joe co-host Willie Geist and bringing him over, plus maybe some new production staff.
Why'd they just hire Morning Joe? What are they going to hire his producer?
Wow.
Because, you know, it's all in the co-host, right, Peggy?
Yes, Jennifer, you're right. Of course.
I figured Matt was just phoning it in.
Matt's onto it. No, he needs to be onto it for any number of reasons. You, at this point in your career, you don't let it slide if you're smart. Look at me, Richie. I'm not letting it slide.
Absolutely.
I'm here. Keep pushing. 51 after on Good Day.
The summer specials are on at HHA.
Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon freshwater system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods' tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
The Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program?
I do.
You do? You do? You know what? By the way, this is not supposed to be a throwaway. I forgot because Jennifer was spending too much time, a whole 60 seconds on the television report. I did not tell you how many times the Space Shuttle Endeavour circled the Earth. 4,671 times over its 25 minutes. Can you imagine that? 4,671 times. What a cool... Have you seen this thing flying around?
It's amazing.
Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
It just is really a cool...
If you miss it the first time, you got 4,673 times to catch it.
Right. All right. So, Tom is the host of the Money Pit radio program, heard by millions of folks every weekend all around the country who are looking for ways to make life better at home. Those of you who like to fiddle around at home... we have a lot of times email. You send email to Tom at themoneypit.com or to DougStefan.com, whichever way you'd like to communicate. So some of that communication and helpful hints from Tom in just a moment here on Good Day.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Hey guys, look, prostate problems are no laughing matter. And if you're tired of getting up at night, or it takes forever for you to go, then it's time to do something. The Prostate Formula from Real Health Laboratories has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow for 15 years. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's www.prostateformula.com. Found in fine drugstores everywhere.
Tom Kreidler, who is the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, here with the first note from Kevin and Kathy, who bought a farmhouse that was a Montgomery Ward catalog house in 1925. She says everything we've read says the house was built around that time, didn't have insulation, the walls are plaster. Where do we begin? Well, first of all, you begin by smiling that you have something that's that classic, a classic Americana.
I think. Oh, absolutely. You know, in the 20 years I spent as a home inspector, Doug, I inspected a lot of those catalog houses, and they were just amazingly well built. And you could always tell, because when you were like in the crawl space or the attic, you would see the part numbers stamped on the rafters or the floor joists.
So are today's prefab homes, I was just telling you off the air that now there are they're really kind of neat looking. I live in a neighborhood where the homes are pretty expensive, and it's considered a pretty upscale neighborhood. And so before, it would have been a no-no to build a prefab. Prefabs are like what you'd put on a slab in the concrete jungle.
Oh, no. Today the prefab houses are incredibly well-built, and I think they're advantageous for a number of reasons, one of which is that they're built in controlled conditions. So they're factory-built. These factories have great buying power, so they're buying lumber for hundreds of homes at a time.
Yeah.
So the lumber quality is good. The workmanship is good. I have nothing against a prefab house. I think they can be incredibly well-built. And Kevin and Kathy, you're concerned about insulation in this old house. Certainly that was one of the weak spots. But what I would suggest, and where you'd be again, is not with the walls. People tend to worry about insulating their walls first. That's the wrong thing to do. The first thing you insulate is the ceiling, the attic space. Get a good blanket of insulation in that attic space first. It's easy to access. It's going to give you the most heat loss, protection. And then follow up with the floor, because, again, that's easy. And worry about the walls last. If you just do the attics and the floors, you will find an amazing reduction in your energy expenditures.
Wow, that's cool. All right, let's see here. We've got Judy who writes, my asbestos siding had the paint damaged in a hailstorm, exposing the original asbestos service. Insurance company wants to just repaint our siding. Should we question their judgment?
Yeah, well, people get freaked out about asbestos siding, but it's actually good stuff. And what you have to remember is that this type of asbestos product, it's called cement asbestos, and the asbestos fibers are contained by a binder that's in the cementitious material that holds us all together. So just because you lost a bit of paint, you really can't expect them to replace the siding. And frankly, you'd face far more risk of exposure if they were to tear that siding off.
Yeah.
So I would just repaint
it up.
Enjoy the new paint job, and you know, you're going to buy yourself another 8 or 10 years.
Tom Kreidler, the nationally syndicated host of the Money Pit radio program, Home Improvement Ideas at Their Best. Tom and Leslie Segretti on the air every weekend for two big, they're big hours, not small, big hours, big hours. Check out MoneyPit.com, or you can find Tom's picture at DougStefan.com, and it'll bring you all kinds of info on the Money Pit.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.